All right, that's Tom Craft and Loneliness. Okay, whatever you're doing, have a good day. Top of the morning to you. It's 6:59 exactly. We're off for a full English, and here with the breakfast show is Chris Moyle.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Nah, bugger it.
It's Tuesday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Nah.
Everybody say, let me see what...
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Right, do not try this at home. Please do not copy this game in any way, shape or form. This is a machine that we got sent. There are four holes for four fingers. There are four people in the studio. We're going to play Shocking Roulette.
Quiet. Dave, put your finger on it.
It is on it.
Rachel! Dave cheated, by the way, because Dave had his finger above the sensor and not on the sensor. Went off on Rachel. How do you feel?
A bit tingly.
Hey, there you go.
Radio 1, Chris Moyles.
First of all, I'd like to say hello and welcome all our new listeners who have never tuned in before. Hi. You really will be disappointed.
Good afternoon, I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1.
Right, first things first, this is Dave.
Hello.
Rachel Allard.
Hello.
Right, so anyway, back to me. First things first, right, this has just been brought to my attention by Jess. You know Jessica?
Yes, works upstairs.
Hello, Jess.
Yes.
This is hilarious, right? I'm going to hold it up for the people in the studio to have a look at. Does anybody know what that is? Generally, not actually what it is, but physically what this is.
It's a postcard.
It is a postcard. And this just arrived at Radio 1 today, which is nice, isn't it?
From?
It's from Andrew Mersdom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Note, Liverpool champs yet again. That's his PS. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Dear Gary, play a record for R. Brian. He was one hell of a kid. That one by Pete Gillett will be fine. Homeless kid or child, whatever. I appreciate it, Gary. Andrew Mersdom. This is a postcard that was sent to Gary Davis when he did lunchtimes on Radio 1. And it arrived today. How cool is that?
The postal system is that bad?
No, it's not that bad. It's just that creative. That arrived at Radio 1 today. How funny is that?
What's the date on the postmark?
There isn't. That's the only thing. How bizarre. But look at the state of it.
Gary Davis.
Which is why, Rachel, I was saying to you that our mailbag isn't that full because there's like a 15-year delay. When, you know, in 15 years' time when, you know, Scott Mills' child is doing the show, a big mailbag will be turning up for us every day.
Also, that is probably why we don't get invites to the Sony Radio Awards.
Absolutely.
And the Oscars.
I'm telling you.
All these other big award ceremonies that are probably, you know, lesser events without us.
Maybe that line from the PR companies, your invitation's in the post, maybe is the truth.
Yeah.
You'll get it in 10 years' time.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
So, here we are, Tuesday. Always a very dull day, you know, not as exciting as Monday. Not much goes on a Tuesday.
Oh, really?
So because of that, we decided to do something special. And Charlene Spiteri in Texas are going to be in the live lounge. And they're going to be... And by the way, she brought us in some cookies, which are in a bag around there, to say hello and... And well done. They're celebratory cookies, apparently.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Your favourite.
What?
They are your favourite.
I know. Anything fattening is my favourite. Charlene looks well. I haven't seen her for a while. She's looking really nice. Showed me pictures of a little beautiful baby.
Lovely.
Big blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. Looks nothing like me. I'm very disappointed. Kind of was hoping, but what can you do? think the fact that I've never had sex with her is probably part of it, but, you know.
That's going to lessen your chances of being the father.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I still live in hope, you know. I know Davina McCall is happy with her family, but I'm still hoping that she's looking for someone fatter. Anything else you want to say?
No, not overly. Not much going on, really.
No, don't think so.
Allard?
No.
Excellent, here's Blur. Blur. Good song. That record is going to start... if you drive around the country for your sales rep or whatever, you do a lot of motorway driving, flick around the local radio stations and you're going to hear DJs on every single station going, that's Blur and Good Song. Good Song from Blur. Hey, I wonder if they called it Good Song so they get DJs saying it's Good Song. Idiots. Yeah, I'm sure that when Damon is coming up with the songs, he always thinks about those local radio DJs in Wolverhampton.
The Warden.
Not yet, Dave.
I'm just practicing.
All right. Zane Lowe tonight has got Blur in the Live Lounge. You can listen to Zane interview with the Strokes and hear exclusive album tracks tonight from 8, Radio 1. Bedtime.
Stop it.
Oh, man. So, looking really good for this England game. Do we have any players left at all?
Well... it's all looking a little bit chaotic.
Just a little bit.
A little bit chaotic.
I don't know this Ferdinand thing. What's... why... he's not playing. What's the story?
Ferdinand apparently did not appear for a routine drugs test. Now, according...
he's a busy man. He's got a lot on his mind.
According to the laws of sport in this country, if you fail to show up for a routine drugs test, you then are subject, possibly, to a ban. And this looks to be what's happening. But, of course, all the proper news will be there with David Garrido, with the sport... later.
Rio Ferdinand, he's not, you know, he's not like that. He's cleaner than a joke on Children's Hour, though, isn't he?
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
So who does that leave us with? Don't tell me Emil Heskey turned up on time, probably. Probably no, 5 minutes early. Mm-hmm. Keen to get in the squad.
Reliable.
Yeah. Hey, they might call you and me up.
For the game on Saturday.
Yeah, man. Although I can't make it, I'm watching it in the pub with friends.
So am I.
So if Sven, if you're listening, you know, on the internet from over there, Dave and I, sadly, if you'd have come to us earlier, maybe, but we're in the pub watching the game, so we can't really let all our mates down.
Otherwise engaged.
Yeah. Besides, it's got like, it's on a big screen, you know, so it's
There's two screens. There's a big one and a little one as well.
So see, great view. You know, better view than if you're on the pitch, because you don't really get to see where the ball is at the other end. It's like goalkeepers. When the action's at the other end, they're like this. I can't see. Can't see. Oh, what's going on?
We'll see everything.
Yeah. I like this music. Right, so texts are on when, Rachel? After 4 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Okay, between 4 and 5.
We have two almost exclusives on today's show. That's two almost exclusives. The almost first play, that's the almost first play on British radio at this time, at the on today's date, of the new Britney Spears single featuring Maradona.
And Madonna.
See, Madonna, my bad. That's what they say in the Eminem movie.
My bad.
And also, and this is a great one, the new single, almost first play of the new Girls Aloud single, which Rachel informed us today.
Rachel said,
won't believe the new Girls Aloud single, they've only gone and covered Van Halen's Jump.
It was a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke.
Rachel, you rang me today and you said you'd listen to the single and you said you won't believe it, they have covered Van Halen. And I said, that's a strange choice of band for Girls Aloud to cover, but you said, yes, unbelievable, true.
I didn't have a call with you this morning.
Until then, just before the show, she suddenly goes, you know what? It's not Van Halen. It's the Pointer Sisters. You know, because, let's face it, we've all mixed up Van Halen with the Pointer Sisters. What? What's in where?
Van Halen.
What? Is it really? This one. Oh, it's the Pointer Sisters as we go back in time on the Fudge Tunnel at Radio 1.
It was a joke.
No, it wasn't
a joke.
It
was my big joke.
No, it wasn't.
Here's the Pointer Sisters with Automatic. What else did they do? Well, Jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and other songs.
There's a whole repertoire, none of which we can remember at the moment.
Here we go, the Pointer Sisters sing. She's been smoking a lot, she's got a deep voice.
But it would have been better if girls allowed her in this one.
Well, I think so. What an idea for the Sugar Babes. Like Sugar Babes doing jump. It's like Will Young doing Iron Maiden. Anyway, so it's not this song. I like the fact to celebrate the fact it's not this song. We get this song out of the archives.
Yeah, that's valid. Right, nothing to do with me.
Fair enough.
It's all part of your elaborate joke, Rachel.
Anyway, so whatever version it is from Girls Aloud, that and Britney Spears and Madonna are all coming up.
Hear it first. New album releases exclusive to Radio 1.
Throughout Octave Previews, hear it first with Radio 1.
One.
All right, would you like to hear a little bit more of Van Halen's Jump?
Yes.
All right. Girls Aloud! That's the ginger one singing there. Can't you see what I mean? No one's really surprised, though.
Sing it, Cheryl.
Go! Jump! Jump! Harmonies! Jump! And they're all in jumpsuits in the video.
And a key change at the end.
Yeah.
Shot in a warehouse.
Anyway, Girls Aloud later.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you. He's a friend of mine. Yes, yes, I am. And he goes by the name Justin.
Ladies, good morning.
That's our mate, JT. Jay, to close personal friends. Have you ever met him, Rachel?
No.
Have you not? Oh, he's a lovely guy. Have you ever met him, Alan? Of course
you. Yeah.
Lovely guy.
He bought us chicken.
Called me dude.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a first.
He didn't know, though, did he?
No.
A lot of people can't tell by looking on first meeting with you. But he knew afterwards. Anyway. He bought us chicken. Me nice man.
And he got us those wet wipes.
You know, he bought you chicken?
Yeah. At KFC.
Yeah.
Oh, I like him then.
Yeah, yeah. Multi-millionaire buys a chicken. Could have been a post Carrera, but still, you can't be greedy, can you? Texas are on the show later. They're in the live lounge. A couple of songs from them after 4 o'clock. This is Amy's Under the Thumb.
Radio 1.
Would you change your surname if you're called Stutt? Seriously. S-T-U-D-T, Stutt. Why would you be called Amy Stutt?
That's her surname.
No, I know.
Stutt.
Stutt. Ah, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Stutt, what a lovely child you have. Yes, we're going to call her Amy Stutt. Anyway, God bless them if you are listening, Mr. and Mrs. Stud. You have a very talented daughter. Moving on, two songs coming up, and they sound like this.
Radio 1.
Plus, over half an hour away from Texas in the Radio 1 Live Lounge. Here's George with the news at 3:30.
Rio Ferdinand's out of the England squad and the actor. As we exclusively revealed later, Radio 1's got a new breakfast show on the way, and it's going to be presented by Chris Moyles. Sarah Cox will take over Chris's afternoon slot. The changes should come in early next year. Ben Cooper's in charge of Radio 1 daytime programmes.
Sarah's done a fantastic job for Radio 1 on breakfast, but it's the toughest gig in radio. She's going to come off and have a lie-in, which she's delighted about. And we're going to put the biggest, youngest DJ talent in this country on breakfast. That's Chris Moyles, and I'm really, really very excited about what he's going to do.
Radio 1 News B, more at 4:30. He likes Jesus. You, doesn't he?
How obvious was he reading that?
youngest?
He was so reading that of a what a load of rubbish!
He wasn't reading it.
Oh,
he was speaking from the heart.
He used to produce our show. He'll do anything to get on the air. I can't believe he's back on the air! It's my day, not yours! Yes,
and Ben
hi.
Cooper's taking over the Radio 1 breakfast show.
What am I? I'm the youngest DJ talent. Thank you very much. I am 22 years old. It's a great thing for me.
Mm. Right.
I'm very pleased.
Very, very, very young.
Shut up! I am young.
Yes.
Now I can stop lying about my age and be the real age that, you know...
Yes.
Because I always had to be older, you see, George. I always had to lie about my age and say I was a lot older than I really was.
I know, but you can be really in touch with your teen listeners.
Now I can, absolutely. I'm only 19.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fresh out of sixth form.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to go to uni, but now I've been here for 6 years. How
exactly.
would that work? No, all right, I'm 22.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Be honest.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Right, everyone's going to believe you.
We haven't, I haven't been called young for years.
It's quite a compliment.
Seriously.
You don't even look young.
Show your face. Yes, I do. Does this mean I've got to get in shape now and lose weight and
yes.
look good and... Really?
It means you'll have all that time in the afternoon to go to the gym and go running and,
yeah,
and get completely
because you know that's
going to
happen. Absolutely. Yeah, I won't be in the pub.
Quick jog before the show starts.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I've done my research about this show. You get in 7:30, right? If you start at 7, that is.
Yep.
So you get in at 7:30. This is traditionally through the years. This is what they've done, right?
Yeah.
And then I go and drink all day. Isn't that what I do?
That's right. That's in the contract, isn't it?
I can't do that.
You must be in pub for 11 a.m.
I mean, you have problem hauling your ass out of bed at the crack of noon. Never mind. 5 or whatever time it's going to be.
Listen, I haven't heard anywhere in any of the news reports the show's going to be live.
True.
Thank you very much. Just come in at 3 o'clock. Sarah's in one studio. I'm in the other studio. Right? She's doing it live. We're recording it for the next day. Piece of cake.
Easy.
Yeah. Just get, you know, some stupid idiot newsreader to haul their ass out of bed and do the live news, eh, George?
That'll never happen.
Radio One. One love. One love. One. One station. One. Radio One.
Really like that song, Muse, and time is running out. Coming up, we will play Girls Aloud and Jump. Not, as Rachel said, the Van Halen song.
No.
It was a joke.
No, it was a joke.
It was a joke. I told you that.
Blatant incompetence on your part.
All right, stop now. We will play Girls Aloud's new single, Jump. It was a hit for the Pointer Sisters.
Mm.
If you don't know who they are, you're young, just like me.
Also, they had other hits with...
Automatic.
Automatic and Neutron Dance.
Did they do Slow Hand?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
What?
Slow Hand.
Neutron Dance. Doom. I think that was from the Beverly Hills Cop movie.
It wasn't the first one, though, was it? Was it from the second one?
I don't know. Texas are in the live lounge as well. Live songs from them after 4 o'clock. Right?
Right.
I'm bored. Let's go home.
No?
Right. Dave has guess who's?
Two of them.
Well, technically you have three, don't you?
Well, sort of. I'll explain the third one later.
Yeah, we'll do that later. I'm going to tell her you've been stalking her.
I haven't stalked her.
You've been stalking
her. It wasn't even me.
It was.
It was the wife.
Right. All right, so Dave has guess who's. Who wants to play?
Me.
Me.
Okay. Then I shall allow you to play.
Thank you.
The buttons are ready. Dave, you ready?
I'm ready.
Right. Famous person that you saw was male?
No.
Rachel?
Are they a TV series?
Oh, no, you've got to ask.
Well, you're not going to ask female.
Yeah, but this is the first time I've played
okay,
this.
Okay, start again.
Go on,
there are
rules
to this game. Childish, silly rules. Right, you ready? Dave, male?
No.
Go, Rachel.
Female?
Yes.
Hey!
All right.
See? You get another question if it's a yes.
Oh.
Too slow.
You're rubbish at guessing.
Is she a singer?
No.
TV presenter?
Yes.
Do they present their own show?
No.
Daytime TV?
Yes.
Do they have blonde hair?
Yes, they do.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Judy Finnegan?
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
Is she BBC One?
No.
Fern Britton?
No.
Rubbish. Rachel goes, too slow, Alan.
Is it, have they been in Big Brother?
No.
Are they predominantly on ITV?
No.
Rubbish.
Channel 4?
No.
Sky?
No.
Channel 5?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Shut up.
Shh.
Do they read the news?
No, they don't.
Can I guess?
Yes, you can.
Gabby Roslin.
is the right answer. She is guess who numero uno.
Where did you see her?
I saw her in central London.
How was she looking?
She was looking excellent.
Yeah. She looks good.
Mm.
How old is she? I wouldn't even know how old she is.
She's got to be knocking 40, isn't she?
Really?
35.
Well, that's what I meant.
Is that knocking
35 40? Is a knocking 40s?
Well, it is.
Isn't it early 30s, mid-30s, late-30s, then knocking 40s?
No, see, I actually don't know, and I don't want to pay her a disservice, but I would imagine she's probably late-30s, therefore knocking 40s.
I will say that she's early-30s, in case she's listening.
I've worked with her, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I was a runner for her. You children in need.
Explain to the audience what a runner is.
Someone, well, like this job, really. For TV, you get run around and you have to get things for everyone, like teas.
Like
or,
a gopher?
Yeah, a bit like a gopher.
Like a dog's body?
I was my work experience at the BBC.
Wow. Yeah. How excited. Was she nice to you?
She was lovely. And Terry Wogan was there as well. Moving on.
What does that mean?
I'm joking. No,
I have no idea.
No, he was there as well.
Does that mean he was horrible?
What, doing work experience?
He was a bit scary.
Terry?
Yeah,
I had to do present a check on Children in Need a few years ago with Terry and Gabby. And Terry, when the camera went off, Terry went, "Oh, nice to meet you. You see things are going well for you at Radio 1 and blah, blah." And Gabby just went, "Cheers," and walked off. But she's a busy woman.
Mm.
You know? Obviously, was intimidated by my good looks and great physique.
Guess who number two?
Female.
No.
Rubbish!
Male.
Yes.
Hey!
Actor.
Yes.
Ooh. TV actor, Russ. Oh, no, we said male actor.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh. But not exclusively.
Oh. Soap actor.
Has been.
You get that? You can have that.
30s?
No.
ITV drama.
Possibly has done, but not at the moment.
It's not one of the Mitchells, then?
No, it's not.
Did he used to be in a pop band?
No, he didn't.
Rubbish! Too slow, Alan.
Pass.
Too slow, Chris. Was this soap EastEnders?
No, it wasn't.
Was the soap Coronation Street?
No, it wasn't.
Brookside.
Actually, do you know what? He might have been in Corrie, but he was certainly in Brookside.
Never watched Brookside. On to you.
Ricky Tomlinson.
Interestingly, is the right answer.
Oh! Bingo bango.
Bingo bango.
Where did you see him?
I saw him literally 30 seconds after I saw Gabby Roslin in
Maybe they're having an affair.
No, they're not.
Hey, come here, love. Let me squeeze your ass.
He also was in central London.
Wow. Did you say hello to him?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
He was busy talking.
Well, why didn't you go up and interrupt? You're a big star now, Dave.
I thought that was rude and inappropriate.
You're on Celeb Deck and everything.
Well, I know.
Well, you should have said hello.
Well,
I love him.
He's been on the show. He's a very nice man.
Great. I'm such a big fan of Ricky Tomlinson's. He's great.
Mm.
Such a nice bloke. And a talent. An absolute talent. Moving on.
And?
It's looking at me, kissing guests. You can't tell we're booking guests already, can you?
Talking of kissing guests, I didn't tell you who I saw last night.
Oh, no, I want to save this.
Oh, do you want to save this?
Yeah, I think you should tell right later, right?
Yes.
All right, so here it is, then. This comes out on the 10th of November. It's a cover version of an old Pointer Sisters 80s classic. This is Girls Aloud's brand-new single. What do you think of that?
I think it's strange listening to them do that.
See, I'm so young, I don't remember the original by the Pointer Sisters.
Neither do I, but my older
friends...
Being
22, you see, one of the greatest, youngest DJ talents in the UK, I don't remember the Pointer Sisters, was it, Dave?
Pointer Sisters.
I'm not even aware of it.
Big in the 1980s, I think. That was the decade that we were born in.
I was born very late. Mm. Well, whatever 22 years ago would be. I was born that year. Don't try working out, Dave. We'll be here for days.
19.
Don't do it to yourself. You'll only get it wrong.
Hang on.
Come back to it, Dave.
Coming soon to BBC Three. Yeah. The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
As part of this brand new show, we've teamed up with BBC Talent to find the best unsigned urban act. You could be taking your place next to the big names in soul, reggae, R&B, hip, garage, dancehall or drum and bass. It's the new Urban Music Prize and the...
From Santa Cruz, New York, straight up to Paris.
It's the new Urban Music Prize. Winning is just the start of it.
1981.
Eminem, Lose Yourself, Radio 1. We have some shocking news that has just come in. With the amount of holidays the average radio and breakfast show presenter gets, it's just got worse and worse and worse. And we've already been demoted off the radio and breakfast show and moved to afternoons. Here's the head of mainstream programmes at Radio 1, Ben Cooper.
Chris has done a fantastic job for Radio 1 on breakfast. He's going to come off and have a lie-in, which he's delighted about, and we're going to put the biggest, youngest DJ talent in this country on breakfast. That's Sarah, and I'm really, really very excited about what she's going to do.
We'll have more news on that later.
Radio 1.
FM, online, and digital radio.
Radio 1.
Tim Deluxe, It Just Won't Do. Beyonce Knowles, Sean Paul before that. Baby Boy, new single, Radio 1. Good afternoon. So, Texas are going to be on the show. They're here, they're in the live lounge. And, of course, the lead singer of the band is the very beautiful and wonderful, and sultry, sexy... and excellent singer Charlene Spiteri. Oh, love.
Baby,
thank you, darling.
Did I open it up?
Is this a big bottle of Perrier?
No, open it up and see what it is.
Oh, bless you.
I know. I'm a nice person.
Cookies and booze.
Cookies. Well, I kind of think it's a really good combination, cookies and booze.
Wow. So this is like posh stuff.
Open the box.
Thought I better get you the posh stuff.
Wow.
Just so you didn't like think we were right cheapskates.
This is what rappers rap about.
I know. I know my 14-year-old niece tried to get her mom to open a bottle that I'd given her for a Christmas. Then she went, "You gonna open that, Chris?" Because my sister says, "You know, like if you're gonna have a drink, you know, have one a little one at home before you go." And she went, "Yeah, mom, can you open that bottle of Cristal that you've got?"
I've got Cristal.
The proper stuff.
Yeah, and it's for me, not you, Dave. So eyes off.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Because I haven't seen you since you got the old.
I know. It's good news.
Ring on. He's married now.
I know.
Yes. There we go.
Nice.
And you've got a baby.
I've got a baby. He's married. You get a new job. It's all good.
Yeah. You get a baby. He gets married. Yeah. The personal life for me is going down the tubes, but my career is great. That's not true, actually. Take
that back. It's not.
How are you?
I'm really good, yeah.
So how was your shopping last night? What did you buy?
Shopping?
Yeah, did you go shopping last night?
Did I go shopping
last night? Sainsbury's last night?
Oh, how did you know I was in Sainsbury's last night? Did you see me?
Dave saw you.
Well,
did you,
no.
Did you see me
did
in
you
Sainsbury's?
No, it wasn't me. We were walking out of Sainsbury's last night at about 8-ish or just before 8-ish.
Right.
And then my wife goes, "That was Charlene from Texas, just walked in there." And then by the time I turned round, you'd gone. You were sort of scurrying with a trolley.
Oh, you know, I was doing promotion yesterday, right? And I'd work. I don't think the only time that I could go and get my shopping last night was last 9 o'clock. So I came in, ran in. Ashley was at work. Johnny came in, babysat Misty. I went up to Sainsbury's, ran around with the trolley like a nutter.
You were moving a bit when you came through
the
doors.
I was certainly moving. I was like, okay, right, I need nappies, I need wipes, I need, you know, it's like one of those. And then I got home, ran home. They helped me unroll the bags. Then I cooked dinner. Yes. And then this morning, I was on breakfast television this morning, and you know what my call time was?
What?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
What is going on with that?
Imagine getting up at that time in the morning.
People are stupid to get up at that time of the day. You never catch me doing that.
Absolutely not.
Rubbish. So, you've got a new album?
Yes, we have.
And About Time too.
Well, it's good to be back. It's quite strange in a weird way.
Why?
Because... you know, we've been making it and doing it and writing songs and recording songs and doing all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's weird because it's the first time we've had, like, a proper, like, gap in between, a break, and not, like, oh, we need to reach this deadline. And it was kind of like, oh, yeah, now we're going to put out, and suddenly it's out, and it's a bit like, you know, the single's out this week, and it's suddenly, oh, I forgot about this bit. Chart positions, oh, no. So it's a bit like that.
Do you get nervous about stuff like that?
God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
I think I've asked people that, you know, they've been doing a lot longer than me and a lot more successful than me, and they still get nervous. Yeah, everybody gets nervous, yeah.
What happens if you write a song and you're really happy with it and you release it and it doesn't chart that high? Does that upset you?
Done that, been there. No, I mean, you're just a bit disappointed. You're a bit gutted because you kind of like, you're thinking, oh, that was great. But, you know, you kind of got to move on and say, right, well, okay, you've got to keep going. What's the next plan and what's the next song and what's the next record? So that's how you do it.
Right. So the album is called Be Careful What You Wish For.
Careful what you wish for.
Careful.
Careful instead of be.
Careful. No be. No be in that.
You're getting better at this every time. I think you were practicing last night while I was in Sainsbury's.
I was not. I like the nappies.
It's
the
quite whites. Sexy, isn't it?
You like it?
No, you lost it there. You totally just right off.
I'm getting too carried away with myself.
Oh, suddenly
that's gone all Highland, isn't it?
I'm suddenly going for some rough night. I'm feeling almost Gene Brody.
Well, whatever tend you want, eh, love.
Or you.
You feel whoever you want to feel. Whatever makes you happy. Most guests just want a cup of tea or some water.
Oh, God.
You can feel it, Miss Brody. Where is she? And one of the tracks in the album, which is co-written by Guy Chambers.
Yeah, we did a couple songs with Guy, which was really good. We've known Guy for a long time, and we kind of, you know, did that thing of when, oh, you know, we should all write a song together, me, myself, and me, Johnny, and Guy, and we were talking about that, and it just wasn't right when he was working with Robbie, and when we were doing our own thing, and it was like, you know, after that, when he split with Robbie, then I ran into him, and he said to me, you know, got chatting, and he said that he's split with Robbie and everything, which, you know, I don't believe will last that long. I think the two of them will be back together really soon.
I was about to say, well, it's been nice to work with Guy Chambers, especially if you've known him for a few years, but so you can wave goodbye to that Robbie support for the tour now.
Every cloud.
Where is that silver lining? Please, somebody.
What's that like? When you co-write with someone, did you physically do it all together in the same room? Is that?
Yeah, we went in for it. It was weird because, not weird, but we went in for the day. It's like anything, you know. I guess it's, I don't know what it's like for you, but I mean, when you put three songwriters in a room together, it's a bit like having three peacocks and see who can shake the tail feathers the best. You know, it gets that little point of like, well, I can show off better than you. And, you know, it's good because Johnny and I have worked together for like, I mean, I've only ever written songs with Johnny, yeah. So it's like, it was like a little moment of the three of us together. It kind of like pushes the, you know, the directions in different ways. So it was good.
In that situation, does somebody take care of the music and somebody else focus on the lyrics?
Everyone just mucks in and does whatever. You know, it's not like any of us specialise in one certain thing. It's like everyone kind of gives ideas up. It was weird because the song, the one that you're talking about is I'll See It Through, the ballad. And we'd written a song and we were like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a day's work done. So it was really nice working and see you later. And then messing around on the piano and suddenly I'll See It Through was written in like 20 minutes. So it was one of those weird ones where something just happened as we were finishing up.
There you go, see Dave.
You see, one day we'll be songwriting.
Were you two not writing songs the last time I was in here?
Well,
do you know,
we nearly had a successful pop career, but we got dropped.
You were, I remember the last time I was sitting here, that's what you two were up to.
I think we got dropped to our song.
Yeah, that's right.
And you won't believe this, we got dropped before we even got signed.
No, we were dropped as soon as they'd heard the finished product.
Yeah.
See, the thing is when we started, they never even knew we were on the label at first. So we had a hit record. You got to sneak in.
I'm telling you. All right, well, Charlene is here and the rest of Texas, and you're going to do the Carnival Girl single?
Yeah, we'll get Cardinal over, and he's going to do it with us, so we'll get Carnival Girl for you.
Hey, Dave, he's an MC from the USA.
I've heard that.
Canada.
He's a prime mover.
Canada.
What?
Canada.
Thanks, Rachel.
Press release.
Shut up. He's a prime mover in the US ragga R&B scene. I know that off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that you do.
Where does it say this?
US.
Right, on your official biography from your record company.
Give me a break.
Huh?
Give it.
Yeah, give it to the family to do, and it's not as good. Look at this.
God.
When you get your family in. Look at that. And you just copied it word for word of the press release.
That's, you think you should kind of like go off the press release slightly?
Actually, do you know what? It doesn't say he's American.
Thank you very much.
It says,
I'm glad you can
he's
read.
A prime mover in the emergent US ragga R&B scene, but it doesn't say he's from the US.
Mm. Play the
he could have been from like New Zealand.
I could have been sacking somebody by the end of the night.
Man, I'm telling you. How the hell am I going to lie that I know of his career now that you've blown it? Normally when I kiss in the asses of the guests, hello?
Kiss the ass of feet.
And we've been promoted? Mm. Are you kidding me?
Shocking.
How bad must things really be? Anyway, Play a trailer and a record, and then we'll hear you live.
Fantastic.
You haven't heard that track unless you've heard it in a convertible driving through Santa Cruz. Thank you. Now, I'm not showing... Well, I am showing off a bit, aren't I? So, the lovely Texas are standing by with the beautiful Charlene Spiteri.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
I'll stop it. Seriously. If I was better looking... Oh, I'm telling you.
If I never had a moustache...
Yeah, I like that on a woman. Seriously, start calling it the Cat Dealey look. I think it's nice.
Oh, you nasty bugger.
I didn't say a word. I didn't... What? And don't make noises like that. So, Cardinal, he's my mate from Canada. Mm,
big star.
And I've just heard him... I've just heard him warming up during the last song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you never heard that!
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Sounds like that Billy Connolly thing, you know, you do just a singing sketch.
He says he'd have dancing as well.
Thank God it's radio.
Yes.
Seriously, Charlene, seriously, and this guy's a talent? In the US,
like you would
in the US,
believe.
Ragga and R&B scene.
That's taking over the charts.
Man, you know we know nothing anymore about music.
Oh, my face is.
I don't know. Anyway, right, compose yourselves. Enjoy.
If he comes in with that get out when we're doing this song, I'm going to run for this room through there and I'm going to kick his backside that hard. He's not going to know what day of the week it is.
If he does that, Charlene will be straight home. I don't even know what the gag is, but it's funny. All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
In the live lounge featuring Cardinal. He's from Canada, you know.
I know.
This is Texas and Carnival Girl.
I don't see you, girl, you know.
There were some good times we had, and there was some that weren't so bad. Oh, just feel it now, let's feel it now.
Yo, I remember what we used to do. Link up and dream of living with an ocean view. I'll give you the sun, the stars, and the blue sky too. Chop, my money easy when we're pleasing you. Remember when we used to link up with the crew? Suzanne, Suzette, and Sonya too. Give me one on this side from the hot girl view. This is the Cardinal and I'll be leaving you. I ain't leaving you, no, no.
Let's get down tonight.
Come on.
Come on, let's get down tonight. Join my carnival of love.
You
sing it now. Sing it now. Join my carnival of love.
You don't know how we go down to the carnival, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Watch the light there in your eyes. I see the ripples changing size. Yeah. Time has lost you now.
I don't see you, Charlene.
And nervously you try to be everything that's strange in me. Oh, much deeper now, much deeper now.
Yo! I remember when we used to play. It used to be like a weekend every day. Big dance at night, grinding every way. Body to body make you scream and say, Mr. Cardinal, you know easy, take it easy. Only girl we allow, bad man with a bow. And you stay on my mind. So let's go to the carnival, girl. Let me bring you to work. Come on.
Come on, let's get down tonight.
Come on.
Come on, let's get down tonight. Join my carnival of love. Push it now, push it now.
No, I believe in you.
Stop me now.
Come on.
Push it now.
Uh-huh.
Push it now.
I believe in you.
Stop me now.
You know.
Push it now.
Uh-huh.
Push it now.
I believe in you.
Stop me now.
Come on.
Push it now.
Uh-huh.
Push it now.
I believe in you. I ain't leaving you. No, no.
Come on, let's
let's get down tonight.
Come on,
let's get down tonight. Enjoy my carnival of love.
You don't know how it's going.
You sing it now, sing it now. Enjoy my carnival of love.
I'm leaving you, I ain't leaving you, no, no. Yo, I remember what we used to do. Link up and dream a living with an ocean view. I give it the sun, the stars and the blue sky too. Chuck, my man is easy when we pleasing you. Yo, remember when we used to link up with the crew? Susan, Suzette and Sonya too. Give me one on this side from the hot girl view. This is a cardinal and I believe in you. We ain't leaving you now, now. Mr. Chris Moyles.
Check it out. Thank you very much. That was great.
Class.
I like that. I had a little sneaky look at you two dancing and singing to each other. It's a beautiful sight. I like that. I want to dance and sing with you.
Cute and Jesus.
I have no idea what that means, but God bless you. Right, more from Charlene and Cardinal. He's from Canada.
He's Canadian,
yeah. I know he is. Yeah, he's really big on the US kind of ragga thing.
Yeah.
More from those in Texas later, Radio 1.
Baby, love me right till it right. You know I want to be the only one.
That's Angel City and Love Me Right. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, wait.
No, it's gone. Hi, Charlene Spiteri.
Hello, Chris Miles.
Check it out.
Don't
even tell a story on the air about what
I'm
it is.
I'm not going to tell the story what it's about.
It's funnier if they can make up their own
stories. It's better if they don't know.
Absolutely. That sounded great, by the way.
It's good fun.
You should release that.
I may try.
Yeah, get it out soon.
Yeah, get it out. We could get it out this week.
That's like a poor Craig David on Bo Selector. Check it out. Anyway. More from Texas and Charlene in just a bit. We'll play The Darkness in a second and Milk and Sugar Let the Sunshine. They both sound like this. The news and sport with George and David. It's 4:30.
Rio's out of England squandy. We'll update the news and sport at 5.
You know, there's something quite erotic about you saying wet and windy. I really don't know what it is, but
I enjoy saying it.
Say it again for me.
Wet and windy.
David?
Wet and windy.
Sorry, love. It's just not the same. Don't call me love. Leave it out. I'll slap your legs, Christopher.
That was the most appalling impression I've ever heard in my entire life.
Listen, if you want to speak to me, Garrido, you have to put Sir or Mr. President at the end of everything you say from now on.
I'm not going to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be having a word with your boss, I think.
Well, go on, then.
Now that I'm a big star in the world of radio. By the way, I want to set a challenge, George.
Yeah.
To all the newspaper journalists.
Okay.
Because for those of you who haven't heard of, you just heard, Sarah and I are swapping shows.
Yeah. Right?
So we're going to do the early mornings, and she's going to be getting up at the crack of midday, right? Which is what, you know, she revelled in the fact that she was telling me what time she won't be getting up at and what time she will be getting up at.
Oh, no.
I've had the 5 years I've been getting up at midday. How the hell am I going to get up for, you know, 10?
It's going to be so difficult.
So, but I just, do you know what the newspapers are like? The thing is, Sarah is moving to our show and we are moving to her show. That's yeah. We're swapping, right? So, I'm thinking to myself, the newspaper's going to go, ha ha, Sarah Cox, axed. But how can he be axed if he's still there?
Exactly.
So they're going to have to come up with something creative that doesn't feature the word axed or fired.
Yeah.
Or the phrase in a spin.
Yeah.
Right? Or anything to do with DJ radio terminology.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's a double A-side.
There's probably tons of people working on this right now.
What about for you? Money on the fact that they will mention roly-poly DJ?
Yeah, but
I believe
now that's now newspaper law that, you know, and you had to put my real age, which is 22. So that's fine, really.
One love, one station, Radio 1.
Wet and windy.
That's Milk and Sugar at Radio 1 and Let the Sunshine In. And we hope the sunshine is in your lives today with the great music coming your way. So what the DJ's doing, man?
It's very warm.
Yeah. Learn all that.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you just took it into your Rice Krispies, I hope they're crack and a poplin.
Oh, wow. Snap, crackle, and a deep pop.
Sorry. Hello, Charlene.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Cardinal.
Mr. Canada to you.
Sorry. He's from Canada? Why didn't someone tell me? He's a, by the way, that, when we were first talking about him and I got it wrong, I apologize for that, by the way.
That's no problem.
I know. And then I saw the size of you. I really wish I hadn't got that wrong. Guy's huge.
Yes, ladies. I
seriously.
Am.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. In more ways than one.
Oh, well, that's good out in the UK, all over the country. That's fabulous.
Yes.
Cardinal, do you live in America?
Sorry?
Do you live in the States?
Part-time. We have a spot in New York, so.
Yeah, like myself.
Huh?
Yeah, I've got a place there, too. It's the third bench on the left in Central Park.
Right beside me.
It's nice. Well, really, that's nice. I should pop up and say hello next time I'm there.
You should. I'm telling you. My tent is the biggest one on the...
I'm sure it is. Let's not go down that road. Seriously, Charlene, he's talking about the size of his tent. That's nice.
I know. I swear to God, give men an inch, they take a mile.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Insert your own joke.
Exactly.
Listen, I'd love an inch. So,
No.
Oh, man.
Surely it could be arranged.
Okay. That's my no. Right, so...
Talk music.
Yes. You're going to do a Texas classic.
Texas classic for you in a different style with Cardinal on it.
Wow.
Today.
Wow. I'm honoured, by the way.
Thank you. Anyone? Well, it's a special day for you, my dear.
Oh, stop it. You're so lovely. Man, I'm telling you.
You weren't saying that the last time I heard you on the radio.
Listen, don't get me started. She portrays this image.
I told you my nanny Bex was like, thought I was all sweetness and light, and then you're on the radio going, I wouldn't mess with that, Charlie.
Yeah, she's a nutter. Seriously, Cardinal, do you realise what you're getting involved with here? She'll kill you. The woman's like a crazed... She's like a WWF wrestler, but pretty.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
She's I never had like thighs that big.
No.
Stop.
All right. I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
Don't start with me.
When you wrestle that Chris Wells to the floor and kill him.
All right, well, listen, I'll let you get on with it. If you enjoyed what Texas have done today and Charlene and Cardinal, then go out and buy the single Carnival Girl, which is out this week, and go and get the album, which is great.
Thank
and
you.
I love every track on it.
Of course you do.
Place in My World, I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Why are you laughing?
Let's go. Just
Telephone X.
Friggin' song.
Telephone X is a great track.
I bet you like Telephone X.
I like that.
I bet you do.
Yeah. I haven't heard it. But...
Excuse me.
The words just don't move me. The words just don't move me.
20 seconds on the mag time. I feel you're on the run. Never live too long to make right. Tell me you're
two cats on the shine, some of them. It ain't music, I ain't fear, none of them. Some of the greatest of all times, I'm one of them. Styles, I got a ton of it, do it for the fun of it. Out the Cadillac, gangster lean, 60 degrees. Somebody help me, please, I'm afraid of myself. I'm so cool, when I wake up, I turn to kiss myself. When I wake up, I turn to kiss myself. When I wake up, I turn to kiss myself. When I wake up, I turn to kiss myself. When I wake up, I turn to kiss myself. When I wake up, I turn. When I wake up, I turn. When I wake up, I turn to kiss myself.
Fans. That's so damn good.
So we try.
Damn. That's good, that. He makes it, though, to be honest. No, sir, I've got to be honest.
Okay, well, you can go out with him tonight then,
no,
son.
No, seriously, he makes that.
Good thing, get back into your show, because I ain't coming back, bitch.
And Mr... You know you would love it.
You know you want another cookie.
And who's the, Mr. DJ on the decks there? Very good.
Numero uno, Mark One, Texas DJ.
That's right. I like the fact that he started scratching before I'd introduced the track, but I'd let that go.
I was going to say, I was like...
Yeah, what's up? Is he dying for... What's up? He wants the toilet? Why's the guy in a rush?
He clocks off at 5.
I'm telling you. Charlene's like this. If we're not 8 feet, he gets overtime.
He's got to pack up yet.
I'll get the money in this band. Start scratching, DJ boy. Come on.
You've got to keep the purse strings tight in this band.
I'm on a single yell outside. Anyway, listen, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure being here, as always.
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Cardinal.
Pleasure being here, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah. All right. I think he's chatting me up. Oh, the single is out this week. Go and buy it, Carnival Girl, and buy the album as well. Texas, everybody.
Hey, what's up? It's the Kid 50 Cent. Radio 1.
50 Cent is coming to Radio 1 live.
Every last second there of Wayne and the Wonders, and there's just no letting go.
It's not Wayne and the Wonders, it's Wayne Wonder.
It's like some band that your mum and dad would listen to. Freddy Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne and the Wonders!
Like Freddy and the Dreamers.
I've no idea what you're talking about, Dave. Dude, I'm 22!
We were born in 1981.
What are you on about? Freddy and the what? You and your old music. You're like, you know, greyhead, but without the grey hair. You're blackhead.
You know that's true.
Check yourself. Don't wreck yourself. Man, I'm moving us to breakfast.
How long till we
are you
home?
Kidding me? What?
Nothing.
Texas, I love Charlene Spiteri. She's just so great. That Cardinal guy, by the way, is huge. Jesus Christ, he's huge, man. He's
like
massive.
8 foot tall.
And he's wearing like a t-shirt which comes down to his knees. And the irony is, he's also wearing huge baggy jeans. He looks like he's wearing some giant's clothing. But a talented man. And that Mr. DJ, great. I like that. Nice little set from Texas. You know, when I say Texas, Charlene, Cardinal, the DJ, the rest of the band couldn't be bothered to get their asses out of bed in the afternoon. But still.
Welcome anytime.
Going by the single Carnival Girl, which is out this week. Oh, by the way, Britney Spears, an almost exclusive first play of her single.
Exclusive first play on this show, yeah. Actually, to be fair.
Do you want to hear a bit of the single?
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go.
Lovely.
Britney's new single coming up. You know what? It's Long View and Can't Explain from 97 to 99 FM, BBC Radio 1. So, the new Britney Spears single is with Madonna.
I've heard that.
Mm. Do you want to hear a bit more?
Yes, please.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear a bit with Madonna?
Yep.
All right, then.
Hey, Britney.
There you go.
It's got everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you. People in the crowd. Britney and Madonna, the single coming up. Almost exclusive on this show. Fat Man Scoop, the Crooklyn Clan, and Coldplay also on the way.
All the ladies, if you're in here, just skin.
Oh yeah, your skin and bone. Radio 1. Two completely different singles, but both absolute pure class. On the way after George and David with the news and sports, 5 o'clock.
Rio Ferdinand's dropped from England because of a drugs...
Things that you do.
Still a great track. two completely different tracks together there, Dave. That's the power of Radio 1.
Amazing.
Coldplay and Yellow, and before that was Fat Man Scoop, The Crooklyn Clan, which I really like, which comes out a week on Monday, 20th of October. So order your copy today.
FM, online and digital radio. This is Radio 1.
Chris Moyles.
Hello, I'm the saviour of Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Here's my biatch, Comedy Dave.
Hello.
I've never referred
to
you
as that. Are you biatch?
What?
Am I your biatch?
Yeah, there's a conversation about that which we will do later. You know the reason why?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, all right. Right, so, Britney Spears has a new single, and Madonna's on it. I haven't heard it yet. All I've heard are these little clips. People in the crowd. There you go. I reckon that's how it starts.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, well, it is. And then it goes... There you go. All the people on the floor. You know, maybe they've passed out. Aircon's off, it's very hot.
They're probably dancing.
Oh, right, okay. And Madonna's on it, she goes... Hey, Britney. Like that.
Does she go, hey, Madonna?
Let's find out. You say you wanna lose control. No.
No.
Britney just completely bloody ignores her. She could have said, all right, love or something. Hiya! You say you wanna lose control. Yeah, I do, yeah. Fancy pine? And that kind of thing.
So whose record is it? Is it Britney featuring Madonna or Madonna featuring Britney?
No,
or
it's Britney Spears' single featuring Madonna. Can you hear it?
Yes, please.
This is Me Against the Music. People in the crowd, grab a partner, take it down. It's Britney, lose control, watch you take it down. There you go, Britney Spears, Me Against the Music. Featuring Madonna. Oh, Madonna. That's what they say in The Sopranos a lot. Oh, Madonna.
Never seen it.
Can't believe you've never seen The Sopranos, dude.
He is joking, right?
Yeah, no, he's not. Serious.
Are you crazy?
Am I crazy? No.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones of Mr. DJ Spoonie. Spoonie! Spoonie!
Chris, Dave, Rich.
Hello.
How are you?
So is it true about the rumour that Dave Pearce is locked in a box and you just got the his show for good because no one's can find him, he's gone missing and he's secretly hidden in your flat?
I'm just keeping Pearce's seat warm, bad boy. Just keeping it warm until Dave Pearce is back on Monday.
Okay.
I thought you said yesterday that Dave was working for the UN with Kofi Annan.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. That's what I've heard. Normally I say he's in jail for drug trafficking, but...
That's not true.
But I said it the first time around, didn't go down that well with his family, apparently. But anyway.
Chris, now you're going to be the new host of The Breakfast Show. You're really going to have to watch everything you say. You realise that, right?
Right, okay. Yeah, well, you know me, I'm so careful.
What?
I don't know what all the fuss is about. Let's be honest, I'm bound to not be there for the first day anyway. There's no way I'm going to get up at 6 in the morning.
6? You have to get up before that.
Gotta be up about 4:30 for that show.
No, you don't.
I get up at 5:30 to be in the studio for 6:15 for my show that starts at 7 on Saturday. So.
That's too much for me.
5:30, Chris.
What?
5:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
Give me some skin.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Yeah, well done. Well done, guys.
5:30. I didn't think people said that anymore, but nice.
You see, we're talking jive.
Man. That Ebonics tape that I got, I'm down with it.
Oh, diggity.
No doubt. Anyway, what's your problem?
Okay, well, yesterday I was listening. I came into the studio and commented on what a great link I thought you, the way you described the whole Celebdak thing.
The celebrity stock exchange.
Yeah, you broke it down. You had Dave on the computer going through it. You seen right up to speed. You knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
And then once you went through the whole mechanics of how it worked, you then described, you know, buying shares and who you should buy shares in and basically what goes up and what goes down. And I was intrigued. Very perturbed to find that I wasn't on there myself.
Are you not on there?
Apparently Dave said I'm not.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah, well, there you go. But anyway.
You and Kofi Annan.
Well, so when I was driving in today, it suddenly dawned after hearing about your news that you're going to be taking over the breakfast show. That if the celebrity stock exchange was run anything like the real stock exchange, that you, Mr. Moles, would be done for insider dealing.
No, I don't know about that.
Because I'm taking it that yourself and Dave were privy to information that would cause the value of your own shares to rise.
Listen, see, you've got to speculate to accumulate, Mr. Spoon.
The fact that I pretty much have sold all my shares in everybody and only bought shares in Coxie and myself is pure, pure coincidence. Mm.
That's like the man getting caught with a cookie crumbs around his mouth.
I tell you what, I'll read out. Seriously, this is on CelebDeck. This is my portfolio, right? David Beckham, his share price currently is £111, right? So I have 10 shares in him, right? £1,500.
Yeah.
It cost at the time. Martine McCutcheon, I was tipped off about her. So I've made about £100 on her. I have 250 shares in Martine McCutcheon, 215 shares in Nicole Kidman, 1,200 shares in Sarah Cox.
Now, you didn't have any shares on Coxie yesterday.
I decided that I would buy her to support her as a colleague.
He couldn't
friend.
Believe his luck when the news came out today.
1,985 in me, 10 in Comedy Dave, and 1,252 in Michael Owen. So I'm looking forward to a successful week.
So, going back to my initial point of insider dealing, what happens there?
All right, well, here's the thing. The news today, for those of you, by the way, who've just finished working in your car, I know that you won't believe this, and please don't make me go on about it.
Can I say it?
Yeah, go on.
There's been a bit of a swap at Radio 1, and Chris Miles, from January, is going to be the new host of The Breakfast Show, and Sarah Cox is going to be doing Drive Time.
Which is this show.
This show.
It's a swap. I know, I think they've all gone mad as well. But anyway.
Sarah's got her life back and Chris never ever had one to lose.
So anybody who plays CelebDak, because the story is now kind of on the radio and, but of course it's not in the newspapers yet.
But it probably will be tomorrow.
Probably be in the newspapers tomorrow. So it's still, you've still got time to buy, to sell all your shares in everyone and buy all your shares in Sarah.
Yep, because I'm actually thinking that Sarah will still get bigger newspaper columns and inches than yourself.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, fair enough. She's a sexy woman.
But then Sarah Cox's initial share price would have been more than yours as well, so getting the Chris Miles share price would be better value for money, I think.
Well, do you know, I've got to be honest, there's not much in it.
But you see, but if everybody rushes onto CelebDak now, right, will the prices not come down?
Up.
Sarah is currently £2.27, I'm £2.22. So, it's not too bad. I would also like to point out Scott Mills is £1.36. He ain't going anywhere.
Oh.
But there was no DJ Spoony.
No, it's, you know. It's not hit the streets yet, CelebDak.
Has it not?
No, we've got our own share thing going on streets. Don't worry about that.
What's that called?
Don't worry about that.
Gangster Dak. No idea. Street Dak.
Yeah,
Yo.
It's not hit the streets yet, so. But I'm sure I'll be on there soon.
Are Dave and I popular on the streets?
Yeah, kind of.
Right, great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Kind of. Only because they know that we're quite good friends. They think it's quite funny that you hammer me all the time. They think I must like you.
Yeah. Whereas, really, we all know you just want the airtime.
No, not really. I've got enough now.
Really?
Well, you got 4 shows a week and I've got 3.
Well, dude, I've got 5 shows a week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 5 shows.
Excuse me.
Really?
Well, Monday and Tuesday are so similar, I thought it was like...
Seriously, thank God you've never ever filled in for us for a week. I mean, at 3:30 Friday afternoon, where's Spoony gone? Spoony, where are you? I'm playing golf.
That's what it is. I'm too used to doing Dave Pearce's filling.
Really? Well, Chris does 5 days a week? Really?
Straight through?
I don't understand that.
No. I got 3, so I'm 1 behind you, 2 behind you now.
Yeah, 2 behind.
Yeah, 2.
5 minus 3 is 2.
2. Whatever, can I throw my 5 live show in?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, so I'm 1 behind you.
When's the 5 live show?
Tomorrow night, Wednesday nights from 10 to 11, 5 live, football phone in 6:06.
Do you know about football?
I know all there is to know. And what I don't know, I could find out.
He knows a lot of the footballers.
I know he does.
Plays golf with footballers. That's right.
Most of the footballers I know don't play golf. Do you realise this?
Well, I don't know. I thought that's what you did. You hung out on your footballers' golf courses.
Chris, it's not like
that. In your checkered Rupert the Bear slacks. You know, shooting the 9 irons or whatever.
You, Michael Owen and Tarby, all there.
Never played with either.
Oh, man. And you're a Liverpool fan, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit upset at the moment.
We're 3 points behind you, Everton and Leeds.
Yeah.
Snapping at your heels.
Yeah.
And we've got some nice, easy games coming up. Who's that, who we playing
Manchester United, Arsenal, Manchester United again and Liverpool.
Yeah, so lots of easy games.
I think we've already turned over Everton this season. That was our best performance, our easiest game this season, I think.
I think we're playing you, we're down at Anfield, aren't we, at first, I think, in a few weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Are you going to go?
Hope so.
Well, let's go.
Should we go together?
Yeah, I'm a big star now. Anfield will invite us down. We can get one of those posh boxes.
That means me being in a picture of you in a newspaper.
Well, no, you'll be in the Liverpool end. I'll be with the Leeds away fans.
I'll be singing You'll Never Walk Alone.
And I'll be standing with all the fellas in their cheap knockoff Burberry baseball caps.
There's loads of that in the Leeds end.
It's the law. Apparently, for a Leeds away supporter, you've got to have the fake knockoff Burberry cap.
I've got to be honest, though. Burberry is the choice outfit for all football fans.
Nah, I don't like Burberry.
Me neither.
I don't like it. Seriously.
It's a bit out there.
Yeah. I can't afford it. You know, I'm a man of the common people. I'm down with the kids. Seriously. Besides, I, you know, get enough of Prada.
Here at first. New album releases.
So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot. The irony is the studio is freezing today and Rachel's moaning about how cold it is as we're playing Hot In Here by Nelly. She didn't have to tell me though that she was feeling cold. I could tell.
Bonkers.
What, Rachel? Seriously? I miss him. It's like you're smuggling basketballs for Shaquille O'Neal. Anyway.
First time Shaquille O'Neal has been mentioned on this show.
Right, Tedious Link, how do you get to tonight's great Tedious Link from last night's R.E.M. Losing My Religion?
R.E.M. are from the American town of Athens, Georgia. Georgia is who the England rugby team are playing on Sunday. Sunday is a day of rest. Rest Assured had a 1998 hit with Treat Infamy, which featured the same musical hook as used by the Verb on Bittersweet Symphony. Symphony rhymes with timpani, which are a type of drum. Drum is also a type of rolling tobacco. Tobacco is a primary ingredient in the manufacture of cigarettes. Cigarettes and Alcohol was a 1994 hit for Oasis. Oasis the Drink features the slogan, Open Pour, Be Yourself Once More. More is the name of a magazine read by women. Women make up approximately 50% of the UK population.
Wow.
Population is measured with the use of surveys and perhaps birth and death records. Records are made out of vinyl. Vinyl rhymes with Lionel, as in Lionel Blair or Lionel Richie. Richie sounds a bit like rich tea, which is a type of biscuit served with hot drinks. Hot drinks are the opposite of cold drinks, and cold drinks are traditionally kept cold with the use of ice cubes, which links us predictably to today's Tedious Link. It is ice cubes.
Yes.
And it was a good day.
Oh,
on a good day.
I love that track.
Thank you very much.
So on a good day for the nation, we play Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day on Radio 1. Turn this up very loud indeed.
Gotta say, I too have had a good day today. Not once have I had to use my AK. It was a good day. Ice Cube, Radio 1. Dave's Tedious Link, an excellent choice.
Thank you very much.
Ice Cube, man. Sorry, I've just seen Julian at a press office wearing a pair of city glasses.
It's still not straight, have it?
Dude, he got them straightened.
No, it's his ears that are wonky, not the glasses.
He got them straightened, man.
How can you have glasses that are straight when your ears are all lopsided?
How funny. Who's he in there with? Man, what's he doing?
It's like an official
meeting. They're filming him.
Must be for a porn thing.
Ask him to take his glasses off in a seductive and wonky manner. Was that seamless?
I think so, yes.
Rachel?
There's a couple of things.
I don't care today because that was a great record.
All right, then should I not bother?
Yeah.
No.
Bother.
No.
Don't worry. Ice Cube on Radio 1. Hi. What are you up to tonight? Anybody doing anything? Quiet night in, Dave?
I think I might do a bit of maxing and relaxing.
Rachel, quiet night in? Yeah, what have you got on?
I might have a glass of white wine.
Alright. Alan, what are you doing?
Nothing much, really.
Really?
Do you know, I was supposed to be going to IKEA tonight, but I'm not now, I can't be asked.
Oh, man, you can't. You'll be hounded by your autograph hunters and fans.
Be tracked down by the Pepper Army.
Yeah.
Hey, Comedy Dave, what are you buying?
Sofa.
Great.
Now when a journalist asks those obvious questions. Mm. Hey, Dave, how do you feel? Stupid question. Like this, generally, you know what I mean? Oh, no, I didn't mean like that. That was a kind of visual gag, I apologize.
Worked for me.
Yeah. Right, moving on, thank you. Sugar Babes!
7 hours since you went.
I've just seen the most gay dance I've ever seen from someone in the studio who shall remain nameless.
Wasn't me, by the way.
Wasn't me.
Well, wasn't me!
You're a bit late then, were you?
Well,
gay dance.
I like my gay dancing.
There's no such thing as a gay dance.
Yes,
I was standing
on...
Hello, Exhibit A.
All I was doing was standing on that bit of...
Wood.
As a bit of a podium because, I don't know, I just fancied a dance.
Yeah, it's what all heterosexual men do. Podium! Me first! And he was doing that thing where he was kind of moving from tiptoe on one to tiptoe on the other while moving his arms left to right as if he was, like, hula-hooping.
And wiggling his bum.
Seriously, man. What is wrong with you?
I had a late night last night. It's keeping me going.
Oh, you can get your head down early tonight. Came out so wrong. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show today. Tell all your friends just how great we are.
Please. Do it today.
Tell them that we have our good days and our bad days. I don't want people to be disappointed next year.
Mm.
You know? Dear Radio 1. Spinny is on tonight at 6. Zane Lowe is on at 8. Live Lounge from Blur. Plus, more of Zane interviewing the Strokes about their brand new album. You can hear exclusive album tracks from 8. John Peel is on at 10. Camera Obscura in session.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm down with those.
We've got one of those now, Bristwith.
What?
A Camera Obscura.
What's that?
It's a big camera that can see for miles.
They've got one in Edinburgh as well, actually, right next to the castle, yeah.
The exclusive first play of Korn's new single tonight on The Rock Show with Marianne. Matt and Darren from Funeral for a Friend are coming in to talk about their forthcoming debut album ahead of their UK tour. By the way, this is all off my head. I'm not reading this. This is all the information that I have stacked up about work.
You're amazing. This is why you're a top DJ.
You ask me any question about Radio 1 now, I can answer. Go.
What time does Spoonie start?
No idea. 6. Tonight at 6 o'clock. Thank you. Right, choice then, Dido's White Flag,
mm-hmm,
or David Guetta with Just a Little More Love.
Me first?
Yeah.
Dido.
Dido. Rachel.
David Guetta.
Allard.
Dido.
Casting vote.
08700, 100, 100. 087, I'll go with David Guetta, so then it's down to a listener. 08700, 100, 100. Quick. Quick, quick, quick. Dido, White Flag, or David Guetta. Just a Little More Love. Both are ready to play. I will answer to line 5 when it comes in. We'll play that record as our last one today.
First fair.
08700 100 100. In fact, stop phoning. Okay. Hang on a sec. Ooh. You are line 5. Do you want to hear Dido or David Guetta?
Dido.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go.
See, giving them what they want.
See? I've got to be nice to the kids now. See? That's the soft side of Chris. Right, here's Dildo. Dildo.
I know you think that I surrender. There will be no white flag upon my door. I'm in love and always will be.
She's in love with a white flag. She's insane.
I will go down with
really? Dido, White Flag.
And I won't cut my
sing it, Allard.
And forever.
Surrender. I'll put my hands up and forever. Hey, look, we've been playing this song for weeks. It's one of your favourites. You don't even know the words.
I was thinking.
Why would you put your hands up and forever?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
I will go down with this ship.
Keep going, keep going. Ready?
Put my hands up and surrender.
Surrender!
There will be no white flag above my
door. You're ruining Dido's vocals, man.
I'm in love and always will be.
We're back tomorrow at 3. Please be listening. Make sure you listen to Spoonie tonight at 6. And don't forget to listen to my mate Sarah tomorrow morning from 7.
Radio 1.
It's Georgia Newsbeat. It's 5:45.
Warren Chris taking over Radio 1.